Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, it's always good when we get people with new gigs in government. This is an attempt to, you know, to showcase something going on, right? We're going to be looking at somebody. Let them run what they're doing according to their gifts. Sort of. Because now Kamala Harris is the new gun violence prevention guru. And we get this from AP, and they actually did this with a straight face. President Joe Biden has asked Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the first ever federal office of gun violence prevention, which will seek to find ways around congressional inaction to stem rising violence. Harris, a former prosecutor and state attorney general, has years of experience on the issue and was a natural fit to lead the effort, White House officials said. Adding the new office to her portfolio means Harris is tasked with some of the highest profile domestic issues, including voting rights and abortion, as well as the increase in migration to the U.S. But they're also among the most fraught, difficult to solve, and hard for Democrats to make headway on in Congress. And they said the very quiet part out loud, too. Because if Congress refuses to act, according to the Biden administration and the demands of the anti-gun lobby, he'll issue executive orders right down left. Kamala Harris is supposedly the best person ever to handle this. Even Gavin Newsom said so, all because she has such a stellar track record because of her years of experience. Right. Her actual track record regarding gun violence says otherwise. She was the Attorney General of California from 2011 to 2017. She refused to endorse a 2015 bill calling for a special prosecutor to investigate deadly police shootings. She also rejected calls from civil rights groups to investigate deadly police shootings in L.A. and San Francisco following the 2014 police-involved killing of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. 2015, she required body cameras for California Department of Justice agents, but didn't support legislation mandating them all for all police officers. Her history as San Francisco District Attorney from 2004 to 2011 has also been scrutinized. Shortly after she took that job, she sparked a decade-long feud with police unions for declining to pursue the death penalty for a gang member who murdered San Francisco police officer Isaac Espinoza. Not exactly what I would call not a lot of expertise in this particular portion of her life. And those who want to prevent gun violence are in many cases those who want to defund the police. That always falls together. That's always in the same grouping on any given day. And, I have the busy throat today for some reason. They also normally have a DA that doesn't prosecute things. They also normally have a few other things that goes along with that. And we get this. Every person and every child deserves the opportunity to fulfill their dreams and live up to their God-given potential. every family in every community should have the freedom to live and to thrive. And we know true freedom is not possible if people are not safe. This epidemic of gun violence requires urgent leadership to end the fear and trauma that Americans experience every day. The new Office of Gun Violence Prevention will play a critical role in implementing President Biden's and my efforts to reduce violence to the fullest extent under the law, while also engaging and encouraging congressional leaders, state and local leaders, and advocates to come together and build upon the meaningful purpose that we have made to save lives. Our promise to the American people is this: we will not stop working to end the epidemic of gun violence in every community, because we do not have a moment nor a life to spare. And according to the anti-gun activists, this move will finally get them what they want. Guns out of everybody's hands, I guess, except for the criminals. They're okay. They can have guns. Natalie Fall, executive director of March for Our Lives: this is a great day for youth activism and a big step forward for gun safety. We've called for this office for so many years because we know it will be a critical tool in our toolbox to end gun violence. The federal government has significant resources in talent and treasure to tackle the root causes of gun violence. Well, that would be interesting if they actually did it. I can tell you what some of those causes of, you know, root causes of gun violence might be. I could tell you that. That would probably come in line with some things. It is the coddling of criminals, where they walk out the door with zero consequences. It's the vilification of law-abiding citizens who do nothing more than follow a Second Amendment right and protect themselves with it. From Twitter at Kitchen Table News: the at White House announces the creation of the nation's first federal office of gun violence prevention. At Joe Biden tapped at Kamala Harris for oversight. If her record is the border czar's representative of expected gun violence results, we'd better stay indoors. And when you consider that there's no border at all right now, thanks to Joe and Kamala, they aren't wrong. And it's not that we stay indoors, it's that when we venture out, we should have our heads on a swivel and a gun on our hip. Then we get this, GSN, from Twitter, H.J. Hank Ellison. He said, GSN Quavo met with Vice President Kamala Harris to discuss gun violence at the White House. He also participated on a panel hosted by the Black Caucus. We need to do better with the control of guns. And how many rappers and or their followers have been murdered over the years? Perhaps GSN Quavo needs to look inside his own house. Maybe look at that culture, the root cause of gun violence within the rap culture. And right now, the only people that I know of, that I'm aware of, that are actually, you know, normalizing violence, because that's what it is, it's the normalization of violence. The only ones doing that are the Democrats. And they're doing it everywhere. Everywhere where they're in charge. And this turns into Kamala's Dukakis moment, where she's going to have to do or die. And based upon what I have seen from her so far, I mean, she's not really... she doesn't ooze competence whenever I'm looking at her. Most of the time she's cackling in a crazed fashion, an absolutely crazed fashion. So we'll see what we get out of this. I'm sure they're going to try to do more stuff by executive fiat, no doubt about it. And, well, Congress is just going to have to hold that line. And that means Republicans in the Senate are going to have to hold that line, too. That's a very important caveat. Because the Republicans in the Senate, they have this tendency to not do the right thing for some reason. They give too many victories to Biden. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now, here's the problem with Kamala Harris is the with the gun violence goon squad that she's got going together. She is not a competent manager or administrator, as we've seen with her handling of the southern border. Biden gave Harris an assignment to address the root causes of illegal immigration way back in March 2021, which President Biden is the root cause of all of this in most cases. It's been more than 2.5 years since she was handed this, and, well, it's gone from bad to worse. There are migrants from not just from Central America, but from around the world, brazenly broaching the border. I am the son of an immigrant. I have nothing against immigrants. Immigrants are okay as long as they go the right way. They do things the right way and follow the rules, right? Now, the only way to judge a politician's competence is the results. You never go by their intentions because they're always going to claim good intentions, the best intentions. And maybe Harris never really intended to solve the border crisis, or maybe she meant to solve it, but it was just bad at it. And, you know, every even partisan left-wing outlets like NPR and CNN openly acknowledge that she has accomplished nothing on the border or tried to shift the blame elsewhere. Harris herself may be useless or incompetent, but when it comes to his new Office of Gun Violence Prevention, it won't matter. Because the new office is going to be staffed, thanks to your tax dollars, by gun control activists from every town and other organizations. So she'll be out politicking and campaigning for re-election. The grunt work will be done by motivated ideologues who know a thing or two about gun laws and can and will do damage to our right to bear arms if they get half a chance. Now, understand what harm they may cause. Look at what they've accomplished in Democrat-majority states. After the Bruin decision came down, gun control groups worked with several states on passing laws that have objectively made life worse for gun owners in these states. Like New York, many counties inside the deep blue bastions in New York were de facto shall issue jurisdictions with few restrictions on which a lawful permit holder could carry concealed. After the Bruin tantrum law, the number of sensitive places has gone up substantially, with the risk of serious punishment to those who have gone through a state prescribed process to get the permit. And bad, as bad as that is, and that's pretty bad, I think it's bad. Anyway, bad as that is, it's actually pretty tame compared to what else the state has done. Until last year, if you lived outside New York City, you could buy any long gun with a standard background check. And, of course, there were restrictions on the laughably made-up category of assault weapons. But you could still get any long gun easily. Now, any semi-auto purchase requires a license, which has a similar onerous restrictions as a handgun permit. And recently, a new background check law has gone into effect for ammunition purchases, which at a time, they tried that under Cuomo and couldn't get it together, and it had to be dropped. But they always wanted to keep it, so they, you know, they just said, we're not going to enforce it right now, but they've always kept it in the background. So now they've added a time tax and a monetary cost to purchasing ammunition. That didn't exist before last year. The list of states where our right to keep and bear arms has taken hits, and it's a pretty long one. And all these shenanigans have come from gun control groups that have run amok in these states. And it is undeniable that these conniving thieves of our rights are competent. And it's not just the states where gun control groups have been on a rampage. Look at the secret collusion with the CDC that resulted in the removal of the defensive gun use statistic from the CDC website. Now, they still put that out there. They still get out there and mention that as sort of a thing that's out there, but it's you know, it's been removed. And, you know, the only reason we know about this is because Costos Moros noticed and acted upon by filing a FOIA request. And without that, we would have been scratching our heads wondering why they removed the DGO statistic from their website. And those of us who suspected something nefarious would have been called conspiracy theorists and kooks for thinking that gun control groups must have been behind this. Now, there's a very good possibility that the Federal Office of Gun Violence Prevention may turn out to be another failure similar to the numerous other offices at the state and local level. And there's an equally good chance that it won't. The office is different because it's sitting at the helm of the executive branch with a bird's eye view of and access to the entire administrative state. And a few people that are better analysts than I am are looking at this and they're seeing some things that could happen. Broad reaching behind the scenes activities coordinating administrative agencies like the ATF, the IRS, the State Department, BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, Department of Education, EPA, and CDC, and any other agencies the scheming Everytown employees will think of. The possibilities for this will be limitless for them. And limited only by their imagination when it comes to it. So we'll see what we get out of this. But this is, on the one hand, you sit back and you're like, well, it's Kamala Harris. On the other hand, you're looking at it and you look at who else it is. Because they went out there and they realized that Kamala was no good at doing anything. So they went out there and got some people that know what they're doing. They know what goes on. They know how to make it happen. And, well, we're going to see. I'm not real happy that this has happened at the same time. You know, here's another office within the executive branch that has to be done away with. And will it be done away with by the next Republican president? It certainly needs to be. But we'll see. I'm ready to see some vindictiveness and some vengeance coming out of some of this stuff as Republicans reassemble and everything. If they simply can do that, that would be just splendid if they could just do that. Because the Democrats, they would like nothing better than to inflict some permanent damage. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. President Biden stood in solidarity with UAW members on the picket line in Michigan today, demonstrating his support. Holding a bullhorn, he addressed the striking workers, telling them they have a right to a pay increase.
Now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
This is the first time a sitting U.S. president stood with workers on a picket line. Time is ticking for Congress to dodge a government shutdown this week. The House is set to vote on crucial funding bills today, but Speaker Kevin McCarthy might face a support shortage. A handful of staunch Republicans are holding up legislation. A growing number of prominent Democrats are calling for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign following his federal bribery charges. Senator Cory Booker, along with Senators Tammy Baldwin, John Tester, and Bob Casey, have joined the chorus, emphasizing the higher standard that is expected of public officials. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Andreas Probst, I think that's how you pronounce his name, 64 years old, just a little bit older than me. Retired police chief. Decided to go out and ride his bike for some exercise and some recreation. Run over. Killed on purpose by a couple of thrill kill kids. And they videoed it. It wasn't an accident. This was an incident where they absolutely wanted to do it. And I've watched the video. It is a brutal hit. So they hit him, and he went over their car. He hit the windshield and rolled over the top of the car and came off the back. And they left him there, and he died there, or died at the hospital. They did it for social media. This was shocking. Because of their laughter, it was shocking. Because of their, you know, the seemingly deliberate nature of the act and the fact that they filmed it. And police discovered it. And then they said they believed the actions to be intentional. Like, you know, okay. And now they have been identified. And it turns out they aren't just accused of hitting and killing Probst. Jesus Ayala, 18 years old, Zamer Key, 16, appeared in court in Las Vegas on Thursday. When Ayala was originally picked up, he was arrested on a warrant as well as for obstructing a police officer, and he told them he thought he would be out in 30 days. He said, you think this juvenile blank is going to do some blank? I'll be out in 30 days, I bet you, he told the cops, according to KLAS. It's just a hit and run, slap on the wrist. Slight miscalculation on the part of Mr. Ayala. Very much so. They're being charged as adults, and Ayala has now been hit with 18 charges, including murder, attempted murder, and grand larceny. And Keyes was hit with 3 charges, including murder. They were riding in a stolen car. They hit another car, right? Hit another car. And they hit another cyclist before they hit Probst. And that was a 72-year-old man who survived. And they stole 2 more cars after hitting Probst and crashed them into each other. They were seeking high bail against these 2 little miscreants because they said they are a big danger to the community. And the teens' mothers weighed in on the arrest of their sons, but their action says something about each of the mothers. Ayala's mother told KLAS, I don't know why he did this. I don't know if God can forgive this. Key's mother said, my son's side of the story will be told. The truth, not the inaccuracies the media will try to portray. Ayala had previous charges as a juvenile, according to the prosecutors. Probst's daughter, Taylor, praised her father as a man of honor and blamed social media, which social media is an issue here. It's been an issue for a long time. She said, we ask you, please do not politicize his death or use it for culture wars. He was a man of honor. His 35 years in law enforcement, a Little League dad, an honorary Girl Scout member, a real-life Pee Wee Herman, a jokester, a prankster. Do you believe that Andy's murder is a direct result of society's decayed family values and the strong effects that social media has on our youth? With the charges they're facing, the teens face about 30 years to life, and I think Ayala may be finding out it's not going to be a slap on the wrist the way he thought. Shifting now to New York City. They trip over their own feet as they try to pass as much gun control as they can lately. And after the Bruin decision gutted the requirement for people to show calls to carry a firearm, they've done what they could to make it untenable to do so anyway. But this isn't new. The New York Safe Act, for example, was a serious infringement on the people's Second Amendment rights and one that in time will likely be overturned. Yet, it's the law there right now. Law-abiding citizens don't get to own things like the same AR-15s most everybody else can head to the store and buy right now. But as they found out, alleged criminals don't have any problems getting them. On September 20th, 2023, Humboldt County Drug Task Force agents and officers with the Fortuna Police Department served a multi-location search warrant at the residence located at 1,000 block of Ivy Lane Fortuna, a residence located on the Shamrock Drive in Fortuna. And on the persons of Aaron Allen Robertson and Heather Daniel Specht. After a multi-week investigation, they believed Robertson and Specht were in possession of large quantities of cocaine and multiple firearms for the purpose of sales. After they were detained, they searched their vehicle and located 8 grams of cocaine in a digital scale and packaging materials. They continued on to search the residence, and Robertson and Specht were observed to be exiting, and they located a large safe in the garage. Then they gained access to the safe. I wonder if it was a Liberty safe. They gained access to the safe, and they located 4 firearms, including a functional 9mm Uzi submachine gun. They also located, I take that to mean that it was either working or that it was fully automatic, which I don't really know how you would figure that out unless you take it out and shoot it. I guess that's a possibility. They also located a box containing multiple plastic baggies, including one large vacuum-sealed bag that had been opened. All the packaging was covered in cocaine residue and accompanied by large bowls and mixing utensils. They responded to the additional property on Ivy Lane that was also under the control of Robertson and Specht. They searched the Ivy League residence and located five additional firearms and ammunition. Then they located Cervantes Cuellar, Jonathan Charles Roberts, and Taylor Franklin Miller. And they were detained without incident. While they were there, they found 25 firearms, including several assault weapons, quote-unquote. And they also located hundreds of rounds of ammunition, several high-capacity magazines, multiple vests equipped with body armor, packaging materials, and a digital scale with cocaine residue. And they had some pretty decent firearms as far as, you know, bringing up home, you know, they would be effective against somebody. That's kind of impressive when you consider how much it's outright illegal in New York State to own these kind of things. So gun control is working, I guess, right? No, it's not. None of this should be illegal, but the problem is that most lawmakers in the state disagree. They like gun control. They want some more gun control. But they're embarrassing themselves. If they can get Uzi, do you think they'd be unable to get anything else? They got their hands on some cocaine, and that's even more illegal than most of these guns. And the truth of the matter is that criminals aren't inhibited by laws. If they're inclined to break serious laws like dealing, there's no reason to believe they'll be beholden to gun laws. And New Yorker keeps thinking otherwise, and New York does, but this story and one, you know, others like it, show just how stupid they are to believe this kind of stuff. I mean, it is absolutely insane. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So with this Office of Gun Violence Prevention and with New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's attempt to unilaterally suspend the right to carry with a public health emergency on gun violence still fresh in their minds, a group of GOP senators and House members are moving to head off any similar move from the president and his anti-gun administration, which I fully appreciate that to no end, let me tell you. That is definitely something that has to happen. Senator Mike Braun of Indiana, you haven't heard about him too much, I don't guess, because he probably doesn't get out there as often as some of these other well-known senators that normally would be out there taking your rights out or bargaining your rights away, that kind of thing. it would not be nearly as funny if it wasn't true. But it is true. It's always true. They've always been this way. They've always done this kind of stuff. He has introduced the Protecting the Right to Keep and Bear Arms Act of 2023, which he says would end the threat of using a declared state of emergency to infringe on the right to keep and bear arms. Now, bear in mind that this kind of thing is always sort of out there. This is the kind of thing they look at and say, we could do this. We could do this. And they have actually had these discussions, without a doubt. Actually had these discussions. I'm surprised that they did not do that back when they could have during the pandemic, but they did not for whatever reason. I expected to see that happen. Because normally, like, what are we seeing? Even in Florida, where we've had, numerous hurricane emergencies, we've had these things where you can't carry a gun. I believe that came out of Florida one time. And if you correct me, I'd love to hear about it if I'm wrong. I love being wrong. So they're always looking for something like this. So this would prohibit the president, a designee, or the Secretary of Health and Human Services from declaring an emergency pursuant to the National Emergencies Act or major disaster pursuant to the Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act in order to impose gun control, as well as barring government officials from prohibiting the manufacture, sale, or transfer of firearms or ammunition during a declared disaster or emergency. This is co-sponsored by Senators Tom Tillis, who was a
co-conspirator when it came to the BRCSA or whatever it was. Kevin Kramer, Jim Risch, Mike Crapo, Cynthia Loomis, Joni Ernst, Cindy Hyde-Smith, John Hooven, Steve Daines, Ted Budd, Roger Wicker, Rick Scott, Tom Cotton, Josh Howley, John Thune, Mike Rounds, Joni Ernst, Mark Wayne Mullen, Ted Cruz, and J.D. Vance. I noticed that neither of my senators are on there. Neither Scott nor Graham are on there. Senator Kramer said it's simple. Terrorist attacks are national emergencies, and pandemics are public health emergencies. Guns are neither. Using legitimate presidential powers, a backdoor to violate the Second Amendment, is disingenuous at best and diminishes the gravity of real emergencies. Yeah, you're not wrong, Senator, but by the same token, a lot of this has happened recently, and a lot of us are scratching our head wondering who voted for this kind of stuff. Was Kramer involved in this? Then we get Tom Tillis, who he was involved in that. He gets out there and says, the illegal action by the governor of New Mexico to suspend the Second Amendment through a public health emergency should be concerning to every American. I'm deeply concerned that this stunt might be replicated on the national level by a left-wing politician in an effort to enact gun control, and Congress must take action to prevent that from ever happening. I'm proud to co-introduce this legislation that would stop that from ever happening so we can protect the constitutional rights of North Carolinians. Okay, that's terrific. Except you were, the BCRSA or whatever it's called, he was one of the guys that was pushing that. Then we get Senator John Hoeven. The unconstitutional actions by the governor of New Mexico demonstrate a clear need for our legislation, which would protect the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding Americans and prevent the president and HHS secretary from issuing a similar overreaching public health emergency. Now, the one thing they're not talking about that I kind of wonder why they're not talking about it is that should we be concerned that we even think this could be a thing in the United States of America? I mean, if we're sitting around going, I'm concerned this could happen, that's an issue, isn't it? Hyde-Smith said, no emergency declaration will fix the senseless policies that are fueling the violent crime surge in blue cities and states. The use of such a declaration would be an abuse of the power to declare emergencies, violate the constitutional rights of law-abiding gun owners, and worse, further erode public confidence in those who govern them. Well, that's your concern on that one is a little late, I'm afraid. I'm sorry. Then Crapo got out there. Abusing national and public health emergency powers for purposes of exercising excessive government control to strip Second Amendment rights is a clear attempt to circumvent the U.S. Constitution. We must not allow government bureaucrats to abridge this right while we seek to prevent violence perpetrated by criminals. Then, we know that it has companion legislation coming out of the House as well. Now, given what happened with Lujan Grisham, my first thought is that this might be popular enough to where it would pass. Because they have to reset. They have to reset all of that stuff to where everybody gets out there and thinks, "Oh, well, we're constitutional." That has to get back to one spot, and until it does, this might pass. Now, whether the GOP in the House would go for it, I don't know, or if one of the factions of the House would try to torpedo the bill for one reason or another. Now, it is critical that gun owners and Second Amendment supporters contact their senators and representatives and urge them to get behind the Protecting the Right to Keep and Bear Arms Act of 2023. At the very least, every member of Congress should be made to go on the record in support or in opposition to the kind of unconstitutional carry ban imposed by Grisham. Now, if the Democrats want to support an action that's not only a violation of our Second Amendment right, but incredibly unpopular across the political spectrum,
then this would be a moment where we could sort of shine a spotlight on their eagerness to infringe on our fundamental right to armed self-defense. Either way, the biggest issue that I see with this, it bugs me the very most, is the fact that we're sitting here trying to gauge whether this is a thing. Is there a chance that the President of the United States or the Department of Health and Human Services would get out there and declare a health emergency and take away the right to keep and bear arms, or try to? Is that a possibility? What would the governors of the states do? I mean, there would be one or two governors that would jump up, probably Abbott or DeSantis. They would probably jump up and start stomping the floor and everything about this. And then maybe some other governors would follow suit. But in the end, it's going to take a very concerted effort to put some of this stuff away, and it's going to be necessary. It's going to be absolutely necessary. Without it, there's, I don't know. It certainly is not going to be good. Not for the United States, not at all. Nope. We got Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from thetruthaboutguns.com, coming on in the next hour. Had to interrupt his dove hunting yesterday to make sure that was all good to go for today. But he will be joining us, and we will continue on. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.